Okay. All right. Maybe. The Gemara, right? When we last left our heroes, we were at the very bottom of Yudchet Amadet and or Yudchet Amadet. To the end of the Brisa from the Sifra. What do we find by Truma? It's going from Kodesh to Chol. Meaning, there's no chiyuv if you move Truma to Truma, whatever that doesn't mean anything anyway. It's only if you take Truma and you eat it as secular fruit. You might think, very reasonable, in a Kodesh to Kodesh, that likewise, it's only Me'ila if you take Kodesh and use it for Chol, which we'll be talking about until then. Rashi keeps saying, Shino, Kodesh to Chol. Me'akodesh l'kodesh, how do we know? Big Kiddush, there's even me'ila to take hektish and use it for a different hektish. You go lokach kinei zavin v'zavos, v'skinei zavos v'kinei yoldos, you use hektish money, meaning that's not intended for this, and let's say it's benekabayis money, and you buy your kinei, your kabanos, v'shokal shiklo, or you use it to pay your machtas ha-shekel, v'heidi chatas v'shamo, or you bring your chatas and v'sham, maybe does or doesn't say the word min ha hekdesh. Heman shahotzi ma'al, as soon as it says in front of us, you spend it, right? You spend the money and you either buy the birds or buy the animal or give it to the master shekel. You committed me'ilah, Dibur of Shimon, or Yudarash Yuzar Kadam. No, only until like you actually bring the animal to Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim are Zorim the Dam, and you finally get a Kapara, Minayim, but how do we know regards which Shita? Both Shitas agree that there's Me'ilah, you're multi-min a Hektish to a different Hektish. Talmud Lomar, Timol Ma'al, Mikol Makom, finally end of the Brisa. Okay, there's a little bit of a Machlokas in terms of just how to read it between most of Yishonim and the second day intervening Gershom. Intervening Gershom is too thin, yeah?
The question seems difficult. I mean, I understand there's hectic, but hectic is a book. There's all these different things. I have to say that this thing is not different than the same as this thing that you can do. I mean, I would have thought that you can't do it by default.
I'm not sure what you're asking. Meaning,
There are caps.
It's mutter. It's okay to do the chachila and we give you after yom for doing it. The havmin is that it's not the machio of the ila to bring this particular asha. You know, it's, we didn't say it's okay, but that's not such a great havmin. It's not going from kodesh l'chol. I think it's a reasonable havmin. At that rate, there was no such gemara. You would have asked me, and it didn't say anywhere in Shas. I would have guessed that it's not me. Obviously, it's probably usher. You can find some mucker that it's usher, but it's not me'ila. It's just doing the wrong thing. There's a lot of wrong things you can do with karbanos. So how do we know it's me'ila? So, timol ma'al riva. Agav, just how to read it. Certainly, the way, if we have our printed yersev in a hekdesh, or the way Rashi reads it, is it means you take hekdesh money and you do one of three things with it. Either you buy kinim, or you pay it from Achtas HaShekel, or you buy a Chatas and an Asham. Rabbeinu Gershom brings, today is the second day, it reads a little differently. I'm not convinced there's an Afgamina in Halacha between them. Maybe, but I'm not convinced. He says, no, it's either you take Hektish money and buy Kinim, or you take Achtas HaShekel money that was already donated in Mufrash from Achtas HaShekel, and you buy a chatas and asham with it. So he views it as two cases: either take hektish money and buy kinim, or take shkolim money that's already shkolim and now it's only supposed to be used for shkolim, and you buy your personal chatas and asham with it. So he reads it a little differently. Not there's one money, one three things with it, but either you take hektish money and buy kinim, or you take shkolim money and buy chatas and asham. L'chaora, it's not a machlokas. Everyone agrees. If they had this money, do anything with it. It is Me'ilah. It's a Mishnah in it's a Mishnah in Shtolim. Why?
There should be a Halloween question. Yeah. I was questioning in bed. You even when you're math teacher, you got your I mean, that's
in my hat. In Hachinabi, Enachanami, all these cases are, according to Rashi, you take Bedek HaBayis money, let's assume it was Bedek HaBayis money, let's assume, and you use it for personal karbanos or communal karbanos, which are also personal karbanos to a certain extent. Or you take money meant for communal karbanos and you use it for personal karbanos. Okay, either way, there is some degree of me'ila. Okay, we could speculate as to why the secondary Rabbi Gershom said differently. Obviously, he didn't have the Gershom min a hekdesh, which is Yidu Gretz and Saresis. You know, it could just be maybe he just wanted to know why it says walk out of the Zum Kinezavos, interrupt with Shakal Shiklo, and then maybe Tatasava Shamo, that'll put like all the Kabanas together, you know, before the Shekel or after the Shekel. In any case, that's two ways of reading it. We're not going to assume there's an Afkamina. Let us just figure out, focus on the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. When is the moment of Me'ila? When is the moment of Me'ila? So, when is the moment of Me'ila? So, first of all, there is a bit of a machlokas. The moment of Me'ila for Rabbi Yehuda is very clear. Ad sheyizruk hadam. When is the moment of Me'ila for Rabbi Shimon? Right? Das Me'ila for Rabbi Yehuda, Srika Sada. Right, that's very clear. How about for Shimon? When's the Shav Me'ila?
Bring it to the Azara.
Ah, who says that? Rashi said you bring it to the Azara. Okay, I'm going to ask you an unfair question, perhaps. It says Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Hotzi Ma'al, Divri Rabbi Shimon. Hotzi means you bring something out. What does it mean? You spend the money, right? Hotzaot, even in modern Hebrew, right? There are hotzaot v'hakasot, right? They're not a business. So how does Hotzi mean bring it to the Azara? Right, so Rashi obviously had the Gersa Kevin Shehavi Ma'al, not Kevin Shehotzi Ma'al. How do we know that such a Gersa exists? Tosfos Meir Peretz has that Gersa. Right, came and shehavi ma'al divrei Rabbi divrei Rabbi is Rabbi Zera Shimon Rehuda Omer Zera. So obviously Rashi doesn't tell us. Obviously at the year said came and shehavi ma'al came and shehavi. So Rashi says what's hevi? Hevi means hevi. He can't say hevi means. I would have said hevi karbon. You might have said that means you did the whole thing up through the Zrikas Adam. But obviously I can't do what it means because I'm no. So Rashi says Havah Lazar. He obviously had that Girsa, Kavaa La'azara. He obviously had the Girsa, came in Shehavi Ma'al. Who argues on Rashi? The second shot in Tosfos Meir Peretz, Meir Peretz, he also had the Girsa. You know, it's funny, if not for Meir Peretz, we wouldn't know what Rashi's Girsa was. So there is no such, there is no other Girsa, we've just said Sarki and Rashi. Right, well, we've said Sarki, and he must have had some other Girsa tomorrow, who knows. But luckily, we have the luckily we have the other Gersa in Ravina Peretz. The Ravina Gershom also seems to have had the Gersa because he says the Kamish Havi Ma'al, not bolded. But it seems to be this Girsa. In any case, what does Tosfos Meir Peretz say? He says that sounds like Rashi, but he says that sounds like Rashi, but in the Sosefta, he has a different Girsa that Rehuda says, Achlo Nen Lomav, and Nira Lafiat Tosefta, that it's Lakach. Right, near the field of Sefta, that it is Lakach. So says the Tosfos Meir Peretz, and it seems to be this he likes better. The Kichas Abehema. And why does he like this gear? Why does he like this shot better? Because Misvara, he says there it what? Right, he says there's no significance to bringing it to the Azara. He says there's no halachic nafkamina of bringing it to the Azara. What does he say here? His lashon is He says, yeah.
There a problem. Yeah, bring it out. Bring it out. You're sort of like you brought cooler in the authority.
No. No, I don't think there's a problem bringing it out of Yas. I mean, there's a soul of Yotzei, but that soul of Yotzei is only chal, is only chal for Shita. Right? So I don't think it's a problem bringing it out of Yas. You can't bring it, maybe you can't bring it into the Azara, bring the karma to the Azara. Did I say you have to take it out for some reason to do something? You can take it out and bring it back. Never heard of Azara.
If the theme is a bryos over the
Azara. So give me a second. Okay. Yeah. So what is the theme? What are they arguing about? Right? So what are Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon arguing about? So the truth is that we don't know for sure what they're arguing about, meaning they never explain what they're arguing about. And I can make up 100 theories on my own if I so desired. But I'm not going to right now. What does Rashi say they argue about? Rashi says they argue about achrayus. What's Rashi's point? Rashi's point is, when are you nene from, when are you considered to have used it for your own purposes? When you're yotze, you're achrayus. Right? Think about it. If I decide to use this hektish money for my personal karbanos, but I don't actually accomplish anything, then that's not me'ila. It's only going to accomplish something. When do I accomplish something? When I'm yotzei my achrayus, I'm yotzei the chiyuv of bringing my carbon, and I don't have to bring it anymore. Right? So when, says Rashi, what's the yisod? What's the yisod on machlokas? Says Rashi, achrayus. Achrayus meaning yitzias yidei chova. Right? When am I yotzei? And I don't have to bring another carbon. Right? Yitzias yidei chova. So Rabbi Yehuda says that lo yatsa ad sheyizarek hadam. Right? You're not yotzei until zrikas hadam. What does that mean? If anything happens to this animal till Zrika Zadam, I have to bring another one. If I'm Chayav Kinem, or I'm Chayav Chadas, or an Asham, the Tosefta also adds Pesach, then when am I Yotze? I'm Yotze Zrika Zadam. Zrika Zadam is Kapara. Anyone learns Vachim knows that until there's no Kapara until Zrika, and you're not Yotze until Zrika. What does that mean? Yeah, before Zrika Zadam, something happens. Like, for example, you know, the blood spills down the drain and it can't be recovered anymore, or, you know, whatever. You know, then I have to bring another carbon. Right? And what does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon says, Yatsa Mishahevi La'azara. I'm Yotzei. When I bring it to the Azara, at that point, I'm Yotzei, meaning if it drops dead now, I don't have to bring another carbon. Okay, so it's a machlokes, means not a machlokes in the Ila. They both agree. When am I Moel and mostly Hector's like Hagdish, when I'm Yotzei my carbon, and I don't, you know, I no longer have a price. When am I Yotzei my carbon? They argue in Tzvachim. They argue when is someone Yotzei a carbon, when they bring it to the Azara, or when they, or when they actually finish the Hakrabo with Zrika Zadam.
Those ones could have a problem this year because
of the fire act. Okay, I'm not convinced. Tosfos mean and Tosfos adopt the same much. I'm not super, the Tosfos and Paratos, I'm not super convinced because that's when you're Motzi Mershus Lershus. You're from Hektish Lehektish, maybe Mershus Lershus. So you have to pull back on a different Hakdara. What does Tosfos and Paratos say? But let's see, Tosfos and Paratos says, what's my focus? Tosfos and Paratos says the machlokas based on the Tosefta, which has a lashon of nah. He says, "Oh, please, Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, in a noa elad shiskaper." Well, the Rebbe, which is his gerus instead of Rabbi Sheva, came in shahotzi ma the kasavik came in shahotzi nah balabayis. Interestingly, you could have said they're using two different yardsticks. I haven't seen the Rashi and Tosfos and Paratos both think they're using the same yardstick. What does Tosfos and Paratos say? Ah. Hana'ah, what's considered Hana'ah? So, Nenerak, Bishas, Zrikas Hadam. Your Nene and Zrikas Hadam. That's when the Bible gets Hana'ah, likes it, gets his Kamari, he'll take his turn. And Rabbi Shimon, or Rebbe, in his years, he says, no, you're not going to say Nene when you bring it to the Azara. What's the Hana'ah bringing to the Azara? You know, like, maybe it's a nice, you know, place to visit, but it's without bringing anything. No, you can say it's Hana'ah once I bought my cargo with it. I have this money. The guy is selling animals or birds in the shop. He's not going to give me an animal and bird without the money. I give him the hector's money. He gives me an animal and a bird. That's already how it is. Now I have an animal and a bird, which I can use for my cargo. So he says, no. Because Menet Bishas Kinias HaBehema, Behema Orof. Okay, so I got the standards of Hana'ah. When are you men? Again, Joel will say, what about the fact that you are Motzi? So either it's not like Kilsun Adah, or, but it's, he'd say, no, no, when it's staying hectish, then you can't use the idea of Motzar. Just you have to use the idea of Hana'ah. When are you Nana? You're Nana when you have a carbon in your hand. Or you're only Nana when you actually get it, when you actually accomplish something with it. Okay, so that could be a reasonable machlokes. But what does he end with? He ends with, interestingly, no one says that, you know, they're based on two different principles, right? Like you could have said Rabbi Shimon is based on Shina Rishos and Rabbi Yehuda is based on Hotzah, or, you know, et cetera. Okay, but
I think. Mm-hmm. Is there any issue of no, if you're over on the Hilo when you're treating being kind of, no, when you bring your chatas nashim, you
okay, there's, I mean, there's no, I mean, it is interesting. They're going to do, ask two questions. One, how about the idea of Tov and Bar Mitzvah, something like the Torah Karbo when you are showing trying to Mitzvah, and by verse, how about Mitzvah about that Vera? Maybe you should be Yotzi the Karbo. The mitzvah of Avera, they are going to talk about this, but we're not going to get into it now. Like Shemar Mikolos, if you want. But what does Joseph Rivera end with? Here's the most interesting part. He says, "Aval havabazar in mol tlum, ikap para boy pshita de miskafar ala achar shvika." If you're looking at kapara, there's clearly no kapara. The ibasar hanaz lina mahana yishlo aval yosma shalotzi. And if you're looking at the Hana'ah, what Hana'ah is the Azara, more than just spending and getting an animal in exchange. The Ainz of Sfar Levan, the Riyatsum Kla Harayas, calls Masha as copper, and there's clearly no Sfar. Don't be ridiculous, Rashi. Fortunately, Yosef Kla Harayas until you have Kapara, that's ridiculous. Until you have Kapara, you still have a Harayas. So what's he pointing out here? That he says both Shitas are Nicha. Okay, where do you, what's the standard of Hana'ah requirement here? And he says, for Rashi, one shita is nicha. Your Yosef Klachrayas, she goes on down. But this shita, the Tosu Meir Peretz says, makes no sense whatsoever. He says, impossible. Impossible. After all, you're not Yotzei when you bring it to the Azara. Meaning, there's no halachic halos of bringing it to the Azara. As I told Mori before, nothing actually changes when I bring it to the Azara. No new halachas come into play, no old halachas end, right? He says there's no halachic significance of bringing it to the Azara. So here's the interesting question. Is there or isn't there halachic significance of bringing it to the Azara? So Tosfos Peretz seems to be correct. If you read all of Shas, read all of the Gemara, you will never find halachic significance to bringing it to the Azara. However, if you...
Well, that doesn't make sense. But if the point is releasing him from Achrayus,
you never find. Be, what do you mean releasing him from Achrayus?
No, let the Gohanim take over. He's done.
The animal drops dead of a heart attack after I bring it to the Azara. I don't have to bring another carbon?
Could be that's what Rabbi Shimon says.
I don't bring another carbon. It's a tremendous kiddush. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see if that's true.
Yeah?
Rias itself by the Hila. Meaning, we don't have the significance in Shas either about like drinking from a cup. But that's Hana'ah. So then you drink from a cup, that has some scenarios where we have Hana'ah that drinking from a cup significant. Significant in itself, significant. Like, his klal makes bringing up all significant because he has Achrayas. The question is, where do we see Mila that Achrayas does anything? Why would Achrayas do anything? Hana'ah does something. What's the Rishut does the thing? Shino Rishut does the thing, but what's Achrayas? What does that mean?
So the answer, what's Achrayas, is that now he personal gates. Right?
So now,
until he brought, and maybe it's another way to say Hanah.
But that's, so that is not but Rashi never mentioned Hanah at all.
Okay, Rashi says that came
because that was way to avoid it.
Is what he says. When you're Yotze your Chove, it says, if you use it for Chulin. What does he mean by that? Just like using for Chulin, you use it for your own benefit. Until you're Yotze your Achrayas, then you use it for your own benefit. Right? Only when you're Yotze Achrayas, now you can use it for your own benefit. So it does seem to be like a hidden Hadalah. Like, that's the question. Like, if I chop with an axe or drink a cup, I get to physical Hadalah. When I drink a Kerbon, what's my Hadalah? Right? What's my hand when I bring the carbon? The answer is now I'm not saying the Achrayas and I don't have to spend my money anymore. Right? So when I don't have to spend my money anymore, then Rashi thinks that's when I was Motzi and they Kodesh the Chol.
Right.
I mean, it makes sense. I spend Kekdish on Kekdish. Where did I do any Mi'ilah? The answer is, well, I saved myself money. Now I did me evil. When did I save myself? What? I'm Yotzi Deachrayas.
Okay. Don't go into your
position. Correct. Because you want to call it a Shina because it's the whole, you want to call it
a That would be.
Okay. Perhaps. And I do want to get back to that, but not today, maybe.
Really? There's the Sfora of Mitzvah Slola Lenotinikov. Come into play.
That is a great question. What about, that's the old question, what about mitzvah bodily hunting? They do. Right? Tells me a parent clearly does not think the sort of mitzvah bodily hunting applies here. Right? Clearly not. Okay, that is a great question. What about mitzvah bodily hunting? They do. And so here I would, and maybe go back to Yehuda's question. Tosfos parents doesn't care about mitzvah lavli hanu. That's very clear. He just when we met, right? Why doesn't he just say it's not hanah? So l'chora, I don't know if the Rebbe probably discussed the sifta. I don't know what they say, but you'll tell me what they say.
Yeah.
After I tell you what I say, it could be the Tosfos parents are saying maybe it's a big kedush that. I would give one of, okay, let's try. One answer might be, this is a fascinating finish, mitzvah lovely hanu bindu, but karbanos maybe arli hanu bindu. Karbanos are different than regular mitzvahs. Regular mitzvahs are just obligations I have. Obligations I have are not hana, but karbanos, which are getting ratzon and kapara from Hashem, that's already hana. Again, we don't want to, obviously, we don't want to, border on sort of, ancient idolatrous notions of karbanos. Obviously, we don't mean that, we sort of trade food to the gods in exchange for favors. Chas v'shalom. But nonetheless, there is something about it. When you do a normal mitzvah, you're yotzei yedei chova, right? When you bring a karban, you get ratzon from Hashem. Now, I know philosophically, I'm sure it says in some safer some ways that you get ratzon from Hashem, so that makes common sense, etc. But it doesn't say that in the Chumash. That's not a halachic concept. There's a halachic concept of ritzon for karbanos. So it could be that karbanos are more hana than mitzvos. Rashi says mitzvos lovely honest. No, because the mitzvos we're not getting for hana, they're a yoke of us. Okay, karbanos, there's also a yoke. Some karbanos you have to bring as a chiyuv, like Katnas and Hashem. But nonetheless, they were given for our hana, because the point of a carbon is to get ratzon from Hashem, and as opposed to regular mitzvos. Who says that in it, brother?
Yeah, I think that this is the only guilt.
Okay, maybe. The other possible answer could be that mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu, when they don't involve acquiring a concrete object. For example, if I blow a shofar, that is mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. But if I buy a shofar, then maybe that's mitzvos lehanos nitnu. And let me go even a little further. If I buy a shofar, then even after the mitzvah, I get to keep it and just use it in my band. But if I, it could be then, if I, what? Okay, fair. But okay, that's precisely my point. And let's say I buy Hanukkah candles. I buy Hanukkah candles, then I'm going to light them and they're going to disappear. Okay? I'm not going to have anything left afterwards. If I buy Hanukkah candles, maybe that's Lehodos Nidu. Doing a mitzvah is not Lehodos Nidu. But if I buy something to use for a mitzvah, maybe that is Hana'ah. And therefore, that would explain why buying the carbon is Hana'ah more than just doing a mitzvah. And it could be that buying the carbon is only Hana'ah when I actually accomplish something with it. So that's my second possible answer. I don't know if anyone said that. The other possible answer is, and this is an extension of what we saw in the evidence on the Torah sheet, mitzvahs lovely chonis nidnu if I'm not saving money. Right, mitzvahs lovely, if I blow a shofar, that's asarana, that's mitzvahs lovely chonis nidnu. If I sit in a sukkah, that's asarana, that's mitzvahs lovely chonis nidnu. But if I have to spend money on a mitzvah, most mitzvahs you don't spend money on. I don't have to spend money on a shofar. I can go to shul and get a shofar for free. I don't have to spend money on sukkah. I could ask permission to go sit in your sukkah. I don't have to spend money on lulav and esrog, right? I could ask you for a matan of slahas in order to use your lulav and esrog. But if I would have to spend money and I save money, maybe that's the lechanos nidnu, because maybe that's the lechanos nidnu, because I'm saving money. And that is reminiscent of the, which again may or may not be different, the Yerushalmi Shkolim, which says, what's the Hanah of paying Ma'aretz Hashekel? Oh, because they would have Memashkin. What do you call that nowadays? What do they do? They go into your bank account, right? Hotzah lepol. What do you call it when they take money out of your bank account? Tell you a word for that. Anyway. Yeah, they say, what's the Hanav of Pingmach Sashekel? Ah, because the Misrat Hadato would have gone straight into my bank account to take the money if I hadn't paid. So that's the Hanav. So it could be that when I'm saving money, that is a Hanav, even though the mitzvah itself is not a Hanav. So, okay, that's just three possible answers. Where's the Hanav here? It could be the Hanav here is either because a carbon, very fascinating, it's more Hanav than a mitzvah. A mitzvah is merely a, I don't want to say burden in a bad way, but an obligation. A mitzvah is just an obligation. A carbon might also be an obligation, but it's also a soya Hashem. Or perhaps number two, when I have to buy something to do the mitzvah with, that makes it hana. Or when I'm saving money, that makes it hana. So that doesn't bother me, Mrs. Lab. Please understand. Yes.
In fact, yes, sir. A lot of this stuff we talk about is psychological. It's also psychological. When you bring it in, all kinds of things can happen. You're right. They can be possible, but normally not.
Give me a sec. Okay, hold that thought for a moment. First, I want to see, is this a real, does Rashi really mean this? You know, is this some line which maybe was a total sofer, maybe misunderstood, it's just some detailed me'ilah that we haven't seen until now? Or is this a real sheet of Rashi? What's the answer, Chaim? It's a real sheet of Rashi because we find that sheet also in Rashi in towards the end of Maseches Chulin, right? Rashi says the same thing. Here he says about a chatos and an osham. He says the same thing about a neder. Rashi says, what does he say? The difference between Bedek Abayis and Mizbeach is that Bedek Abayis, once I'm mafreshit in my house, it's not Mechusar HaKrov. I'm not lacking anything. I'm just yotzei by just being mafreshit in my house. While Kedushas Mizbeach, by burning carbon, then even if I'm mafreshit in my house, I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet till I'm makrit. What does makrit mean? Says Rashi, to bring it to the Azara, right? What is it? Rashi throws in there to bring it to the Azara, right? Why not? To bring it as a carbon, to bring it on this day after the Zadam. So Rashi there seems to imply the same thing. I don't know if I'm going to make a big deal of it. It's just Rashi. When I said, love you, Lazar, it's just a phrase. Just the contrast with I don't have to do anything. But you put that together with Rashi here, and it seems to me he has a real Shita. And Tosfos and Chulin has two days, but one day Tosfos and Chulin says this for sure. right? Tos is wondering how, if I have a bird that I'm a supuk, whether I have an old bird and a young bird, and I'm supuk, which one I'm yotze. So he says, no problem, right? If I, I have Torim bnei Yonah. Torim have to be adult. Torim bnei Yonah have to be children, have to be kids, whatever the word is for birds. It says bnei Yonah. So what about tchilas ha-tzihil? What about, what do they call it? Tweens, right? If they're exactly in between. So the first suffix, whether that counts as adult or kid, says, but if I bring tchilas ha-tzihil, a tween, Tor and Yonah, then the monashacham yotze, because it's either an adult or a kid. If it's an adult, I'm yotze with the Tor. If it's a kid, I'm yotze with the Yonah. So Tos asks, what do you mean I'm yotze monashach? I bring this tchilas ha-tzihil. The Kohanim say, sorry, I can't bring the Yonah one because it might be a kid. I can't be makar of the Tor one. Sorry, the Yonah one because it might be an adult. I can't be makar of the Tor one because it might be a kid. So they're not makar of anything. So how am I yotze? So Tosos has a few answers. One answer says, well, I made a mistake. And they were mocking them anyway. His second answer is fascinating, though. What's the second answer? He says, "Inami koshefiyam liyad coin yotzei de nidro." Merchim to come up, merchim to really part. All you have to do is bring it to the coin, and you're yotzei your neder, even whether or not he's mocking it. So Tosfos there holds says explicitly, you're yotzei the neder whether or not he is mocking it. So we do have this shita, right? But we see there is a real shita. Rashi in Me'ilah says Lafir of Shimel, Yotza Chatas the Asha Ayidei Havaa La'azara. Rashi in Chulin is Mashma, Yotza Yidei Neder Ayidei Havaa La'azara. And Tosfos in Chulin, Bit Teirus Shani says explicitly, Yotzei de Neder al Yudei Haval Lazara. Okay, he says you give it to the Kohen. I mean, you give it to the Kohen, Lazara, not you give it to the Kohen in Beersheba. So it seems to be a real Shita, but Mehechi Tasty such a Shita. What did the Mishnah Melech say about the Shita? He says, ridiculous. Can't be. He says, it's impossible. You're not Yotzei till Shrika Saddam. 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 And he says, what's my proof? Yotzei Kapara till Shrika Saddam. Maybe you're Yotzei and Neder without getting Kapara. He says, no, it's an explicit drush at the beginning of Zvachim that if a coin brings a Neder and he's Makrovit Shalom Lishma, like I'm Noder and Ola, and I bring the Ola, the coin's Makrovit as a Shalom. Then I'm not guilty if the carbon's kosher, but I'm not guilty my nether, and I have to bring another one. Okay? So that's very explicit that even if it gets messed up after I bring it to the Azara, I have to bring another one. I wasn't guilty. So he says ridiculous. So the question is, how do we defend this shita of Rashi and one daya in Tosfos? Right? What is the svara? So here we have two basic directions. One is the Sfas Emes. Says the Sfas Emes. Does it obviously your chayav ba'achrayas until Shrika Saddam? But in some, obviously you're not yotzei until Shrika Saddam. But nonetheless, you're nifter from your achrayas in some sense. And he has two days. So what does the Sfas Emes say? Sfas Emes says, really, chayav ba'achrayas ad sheizarek hadam. But what are his two explanations for Tosfos for Rashi? What does that mean? Right, and this is what Mordek is saying. Psychologically, Yotzi wants to bring it to the Azara. Why? Because once you bring it to the Azara, you can basically, when you give it to the Azara, you hand it over to the Kohanim. You can assume Kohanim's reason, aim, you can assume they do everything properly, right? You can assume, basically, you have the right to assume the rest will flow nicely. If something happens, you'll chayav achrayas. But as far as you know, you're a potter until you get to the Azara, you have to be mashkiach on it. Once you get to the Azara, you don't have to pay attention. You can assume chazaka was made properly. and therefore, not technically a chrayis, but inside your subjective experience, you feel that you're yields your chrayis when you bring it to the SRO. Because you can realign the chazaka there, everything goes speaking now on. And therefore, you are then after Panche Shemayim. So he said, either, number one, you can, it's just psychological. You feel no more achrayus because chazaka that it will work out. Chazaka to work out. After all, what could go wrong if people had emergency? He said, now, of course, the animal get a heart attack and die like in the 10 minutes until they're ready to be conquered. But what are the odds? Of course, the Kohanim could mess up. But what are the odds? And therefore, psychologically, you feel your real surprise. That's what he's saying. Because you have a chazaka of your real surprise. That's one answer. Or number two, he makes a big finish. What's the second day of? What's his finish? You are. Oh, but how are you real surprise if there's no reason to die yet? It's not that there's no more achrayus. There's not achrayus, but you transfer it to the Kohanim. Says once you give it to the Kohanim, they say Mikdash. Now they are chayim to buy a new one if it gets messed up. And he said, why are they chayim? There's no shmira on kachim. He says, it's the Kohanim's bezdin. After all, there's many things in Masech Hashkalah that the Kohanim's bezdin that the Kohanim have to pay not for their personal money from the. From the Shkolma. There are certain things the Kanis Bezdin they paid for. So they're also, you know, someone sends the carbon of Dinas Hayam and they neglect to send the Mincha and the Nesachim, the flour and the wine. That's the Kanis Bezdin that the Kohanim pay, not the personal funds, for the office money. So here he says either really big is a price, but the Beis HaMikdash, the Tzibur, right, the we call it the Kohanim. I think that's where to use this. Take over Achrayos on my behalf. Okay, that's what the Sfasema says. He says it can't be. There's really no more Achrayos if you read the Azar, because bringing the Azar is not a halachic chalos. Must be either. It's not a halachic chalos, but psychologically, it doesn't mean psychologically based on the chazakos. It's not a halakhic chalos, but it's an epistemological chalos. That now I can feel confident that I've done what I have to do and I don't have to double check. Or it's a chalos of someone taking over me. Of course, it's still a chrayus. But someone else took the chrayus from me at this point. So, okay, that is. He made it up to explain this to Rashi and Tosfos. These. Yes. No, that's true. That's true. If I points out he didn't really make it up, it's just an extension of something. So that it says that if Kenan become puzzle, then the if they something does pays for new ones. Why? Because otherwise it's people getting messed up, because who's gonna know that Kenan became puzzle? So that makes sense. Whoever doesn't know is building off the first answer. Whoever has no way of knowing their problem came puzzle, except they make it the kata that the bezin should pay. Okay, very reasonable. I understand, but you could say. Okay. No, I don't think so. I think it's a the bezin is going to my criminal. Michelle Tzibur. It says there, Michelle Tzibur. Okay. The
contradict, though, the concept that we look. That is, if let's say the Kohen has a wrong kavana, we said the carbon is kosher, but the volumes did not play up, so you think,
so big finish of the Sfas Emes, that if the Kohen was makir with the wrong kavana, shalom l'shma, the bailam wasn't yotzei deicho vaso, but he is allowed to go home and never find out he wasn't yotzei deicho vaso, rely on a chazaka and rest easily, even though it's wrong, or B, maybe he ends up being right because he's not Yotzi Dechavah, so it doesn't mean he pays for the new one. Bezdin pays for the new one. Not so crazy. Okay, so however, Lirlan is Daiki. I don't know if I'm 100% convinced. They're all assuming that there's no chalos to bring it to the Azar. Who says there's no chalos to bring it to the If you look at Rashi and Kulandav Kuflam and Test, the Lashon there is that the extent of the neder is only that he has to bring it. He has to bring it to the Azara or the Lashon Tosos. Came in Shevi'a Liana Kohen Yotza Yidei Nidro. He was Yotza his neder. That sounds much stronger than the Sfas Emes. Not that he wasn't Yotza his neder and he still has a Harayas, but someone takes over, but he gets logically clean that he's okay. Tos makes it sound like he's really Yotze his neder. Rashi makes it sound like he's really Yotze his neder. Okay, Rashi here is the Lashon's a little tyrant. He just talks a very bottom line mama language about Christ. But I think maybe you could say no. Let's face that. Sfas Emes. You could say there is halos to bring to the Azara. Meheshi takes it. There's a halos to bring to the Azara. What in what sefer does it talk a lot about bringing your korban to the Azara? In the Chumash, right? The Chumash talks a lot about Chumash has some relevance halachically, right? I understand, not Karaites, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist at all. What does the Chumash say about korbanos? The Chumash says, I'm not saying every single korban, but a lot of the ones mentioned here, for example, is. For example, let me just read a few psukim to you in Parshas Metsora about the kinei zavim bezavos, etc. What does it say? It says. Give me a second. Uvayom hashmini yikach lo shnei sorim shnei b'nei yom v'olof ne'ashel v'eskoed usana melakoed. You have to bring them to the Olamoed, to the Azar, Pesach Olamoed is the Azar, and give them to the Kohen. And then it says, we also said the Kohen is actually makir them, but it talks about bringing it to the Kohen. Likewise, by the Zavva, by Yom HaShemim Tikolash, Nesar Rav Shnei B'nei Yav, Vio Asam Ala Kohen, Pesach Olamoed. It keeps on Yav giving it to the Kohen in Pesach Ohel Moed. And likewise, when it comes to Chatasis, those are Kinim. Keep also have a Chatas, but they're called Kinim, two birds, one Chatas, Lepola. When it comes to standard Chatasis, like for Averas, Parshas Vayikra, for example, we have a noda chatzir chatzol leav v'kriva kol tarvim akol chatzos v'biyo sol omoed. They bring it to the ohel moed, and of course, you might say this doesn't mean there's that the chumash attributes significance of bringing it to the omoed and giving it to the kohen. It's just that since the chumash wants to say that the kohen does the avoda, so they have to tell you to give it to the kohen to the avoda. The Chumash has to tell you to give it to the Kohen to do the Avoda. But interestingly, even when the same person who brings it, the same one who does the Avoda, right? How about the Chatos of the Kohen Gadol, right? What does it say? It says, Ve'hevi es hapar el Pesach Omeid l'fnei Hashem. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then, V'shav Samach, V'shachat, etc., V'lakach, etc. It keeps on bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. Now again, why are you talking about the Beis HaMikdash? It might just be technical. Because then you have to do things. In the Azar. Why say bring the Azar? Because you have to do smicha in the Azar. You have to do shchita in the Azar. You have to do etc. in the Azar. But it is interesting that the Torah does emphasize giving it to the Kohen. Maybe you could say that Rashi and Tosos really mean what they say. And even though that it would be, I admit, a little radical, maybe they really mean what they say and say what they mean. You're Yotze, you're Chova when you bring it to the Azara. The Chova is bringing it to the Azara. There's no Kapara till Zrika. You don't get your Kapara till Zrika. But you don't say your chova when you bring it to Ohel Moed. If I make a nether, I want kapara and reed, so I don't get that till Zrika. But if I just want to be yotze my chova, I'm yotze my chova when I bring it to Ohel Moed. If I'm chayv a chatas, I'm yotze my chova bringing a chatas when I bring it to Ohel Moed. When I bring it to the Azara, if I want kapara, then I need to bring another one to make sure that there's reed sada. But if I just want to be ultimate focus, that I no longer can be forced by Besdin to bring the karbon. Basically, what I'm claiming is that there are two different things. Number one, I owe karbon. Number two, I want kapara or even need kapara. Obviously, you can't get kapara until Zrika Zadam. That's impossible. Yeah, Adam, who my bad, but maybe I'm yotze my chobas achrayos by bringing it to the ohel moed. There's like owing a karban and there's wanting kapara. But when you yotze, when you owe, when you bring something to the owner's residence, as it were, to the owner's property. So I bring it to the SRA, yotze owing a karban. I don't get kapara. Okay, kapara is a different. But if you see this speed being with karbanos, there's owing a karban and there is getting kapara with the karban, which is a chiddush. You could say, I'm yotze owing the karban, but I'm not yotze bringing the karban. So basically, what I'm claiming is there are two main drachas. One is the tzvas emes, and two is, give me a second, lashon, Rashi, bit tosos, in Hulin. You could say, no, it's a din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa, that there are beis dinim. There is the chold, as it were, the chold of the karban, and the kapara. The kapara comes only at Zrika Sadan, but I'm yotze the chov of bringing a karban on your day, hava'a la'a zara. That's a big chiddush based on the Mishnah Melech knew I would say this and says, but it's still not true because if the Kohen brings it, and Agav, I'll just point out one other thing, then it actually could make sense why, if you take this approach, why, when it comes to a Nedarim, a Neder, Rashidos and Hulin, they don't bring down two Tanayim. They don't bring Rishim and Rabbi Yehuda. But over here, Rashi says Rishim and Rabbi Yehuda, and Tosfos and Parashat says, no, it's not even Rishim and Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you're saying there's Sveitina, that can be true by a Neder. But there's a Neder, after all, I can make a Neder to go $100 in Tzedakah. And it's just the whole money. Right? And I can also want kapara. So there's two things. There's owing the karban, and that I'm yotze by bringing to the SRA. And then there's the kapara, which I don't get by bringing to the SRA. When it comes to chatas and usher, Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, my chatas and usher is just not kapara. Like, the only reason it's a chiyuv for chatas and usher is to get kapara, so there aren't sveitim. And now we go to Chalukah, where Gilon says, according to Rashi, is even sveitim with chatas and usher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, look at that part, there aren't sveitim with chatas and usher. Chatas and usher don't make kapara, that's the whole point. And Tosfos made appearance, and those who are say, there isn't even any common thing for safety in Katas and Basha. Okay, but the man, the abyssal mount just. Karbanos have two dinim. Neder has two dinim. Katos, the Asham, Lefi Rabbi Shimon, Lefi Rashi, also has two dinim. And that's a chidish. There are two new chats and Asham, so you think just Kapara, but Lefi Rabbi Yehuda and Lekuli Alma, Lefi, Toso, Serbeno Peretz, no, only Din of Kapara, and then that makes perfect sense. Why would Toso sit home and have one day that your Yotze brings the Azara, but Toso Serbeno Peretz here rejected Rashi Lagan, right? You can also say it's different from Toso's, different days, but you can also say it's easier to say this two Din of Chiddush by Neder. It's a bigger Chiddush saved by Chakas.
So it sounds like to be able to take themselves out of the to be able to pull them, it's just the boss of Shem.
They make some show, okay.
You understand the Raja, you know, but it's not really a enough. It's not different to Zara, you don't see my Yoga Paris, myself, this, I need a
go, but I don't own the money anymore. Doesn't matter, I'm yotze not owning
money. But Papi and me, I need to go bring a chattas.
No, but I don't own money.
Okay, Not everyone is
so spiritual.
If you see Shita or Shus, though, then.
Right, correct. You don't say Shus, that's easier. Say Rashi, Shita or Shus. Now, first of all, that's easier. Okay, that I'm holding 100%. Yes.
The difference between that Hovah, what's your Hovah, and touching the Hovah. All the examples here are Hovah.
Correct. And then you're never real sir Christ. There is no Christ in the first place. Nothing to talk about.
I'm going to make the desert. You would have to make sure that it's in problems.
No. Well, we're talking about a nether here. These Rashi and Tosafot and Chulin are about a nether, not about a dog. I mean, they're about Hari Elai, not about Hari Zah. Okay, let me just finish one thought, which harks back to something we discussed in Zvachim a couple of years back. But now, the Mishnah Melech still has a good taina. He points out, the Gemara says, and Rashi agrees, that if I bring a neder and the Kohen's Makriv et Shelo L'Shva, then I'm not Yotze the neder. I'm not Yotze the neder. It turns into a dava, meaning I'm not Yotze the neder. Sounds like a parakeet of this. No. I'm not even, forget about getting kapara. I'm not even Yotze the neder if it's Makriv et Shelo L'Shva, which is why the Mishnah Melech refused to take this one. So I think it's this. And I think I think what you're going to have to say in that case is that shelo lishma. I think what you have to say is that shelo lishma is worse than any other psul or dropping dead of a heart attack, etc. If I bring it to the azara, once I brought it to the azara, I'm yotzei my nether. And you're not getting kapara. I'm yotzei my nether, even if it drops dead of a heart attack, even if it's shvachadam, or even if it's pickled, even if it's dosar, even it's etc. But it could be that shelo lishma is worse because this is a huge tzvach. What's the nature of the soul of shelo lishma? Is shelo lishma, this is a pure scrub, is shelo lishma a soul of hakrava that, well, I was makrav it improperly, or is shelo lishma a soul of zehut, right? Soul of zehutza. When I'm makrish shelo lishma, I turn it into a different carbon. If I turn it into a different carbon, it's not that carbon. If I bring an olah as a shlomim, I didn't just do something wrong as if I was makrovit, you know, when I was a, you know, tsar and a mechusri purin and lo rachas yudayim ragwayim and yoshev and etc. No, it's not an olah. It is now no longer an olah. It could be that you could say, yes, I'm yoshev and I bring it to the azara, as long as it keeps its identity. Once it stops being an Ola, once it loses its identity, then Lo Afreya, that's the psul shelo lishma is so strong, might be stronger than any other psul. The psul shelo lishma might be so strong, it's changed the identity of the carbon, unlike any other psul, that then, even though I brought the Azara, since when I brought the Azara in the end, was not the carbon that I promised. Not that I brought the carbon I promised to the Azara, and then it ended up not being Nikra. No, I brought a carbon that ended up not being the right carbon. Then maybe shelo lishma is worse. So that's why, if you want to take this approach, then maybe that's what Mishnah Melech didn't. But you have to say, you have to swallow one big fetish, right? You need to be mechadesh that shelo lishma is worse than any other psul. If it dies, yes, it died in Ola, right? Because it becomes
where the get is possible, if it's bad for the suit, if the get is between the binding and the binding, so that we can. Isn't that what we even mentioned in the meeting?
Yes, I never brought the right carbon. Okay. If you're willing to say this finish, then you can understand Rashi and Tosos can shoot up. If not, then you have to go with the Svasem. It's probably known to say that finish in the Siddha. Oh, I have people on my side. I have Rav Shach on my side. Great, excellent. Baruch Hashem. Okay, it doesn't get better than that. Well, that might depend on the machine. Buy the world shape. Carbon. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, okay, let's leave that for now and go to the Rashi. That's what I want to say about Rashi.
Let's go to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say anything about the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We have no idea what the Rambam thinks about the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because the Rambam apostle Rabbi Yehuda, you didn't write a Pirush on the Gemara, right? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are not in the Mishnah. It's not a Pirush Mishnah. La Halacha, the only apostle Rabbi Yehuda, so it's not a Mishnah Torah. So all we know is what he says about Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you say about Rabbi Yehuda? Zrikas Adam. Zrikas Adam seems to be the easiest Shita. Why? Because Zrikas Adam is what we, again, it's a finish to say anything else accomplishes anything. Really, it's a finish to say any previous time is significant. Really, you're only brought a carbon when you're resorting to that, right? It may erase all the kiddush and go to the pasha shot common sense. Pasha shot common sense, only shrieks that down, seems very pasha. And what would we all have said? We would have said, what does shrieks that down mean? Shrieks that down means fully being your own, say a carbon. Okay, does the Rambam say that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is to fully be yotzei a karban, or does he make it more complicated? What's the answer always? He makes it more complicated. In what way? And it's not his fault, quote unquote. He's just quoting a Tosefta. Meaning over here, the Rambam's, as the Gemara points out, he's just quoting Tosefta. It's not the Rambam's not making a soros. He's just quoting the Tosefta. What does the Rambam quote from the Tosefta? Amotzi mos hektish b'tzracha v'adashim kubim. You are shogeg, you think they're limited, and you spend it on your own needs. Optional to your whole, even though it wasn't whole needs, needs, you're still having a lot. And maybe chatos of Hashem will piss from that. Hekdesh. 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 Ma. Because the Gavar is Kenan. Chatos of Hashem. Pesach is the Tosef. That's Pesach. The other Chatos of Hashem. The Kulei Mo. The Man Shizar Kadam. Okay. Only Shizar Kadam. Like Rabbi Yehuda. So far, so good. But what is the Tosef to add? Lithikach. Therefore, what's therefore? Simple shot, because you're not mole until Zrikas Adam. Therefore, maybe Menachos and Asachim Lechaton and Hektish. What about Menachos and Asachim and Lach Beitoda? What is unique about all of them? They don't have Zrikas Adam. They are vegetarian. Mina Hektish, Afish Avar Aveira. It was an Aveira to do that. Right? No one's saying it's okay if I have like bidding of ice money. I can't like spend it on my own. Menachos and Asachim Lach Beitoda. But Lomal, she'en kan zrikas dam l'chaper alav. There's no zrikas dam l'chaper, so there is no me'ilah. And he even continues that. It's a bit of a machlokes between the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Korkus, whether it's the exact same principle or just looks similar on the outside. But he says, also shiklum mos hektish, right? The third case in our, in our brisa, according to most of you trying to read it. What if you give your masjah hektish? Also, he said, also, Shrik Saddam. What Shrik Saddam is Shalom? Okay, the Shalom go, they take some Shalom, for example, the Shalom, they buy an animal, they bring the Tzmanchal Shachar, and there's Shrik Saddam. For me, with everyone else. Okay, says the Rambam, Shrik Saddam, Lahafuke, Menafis Sachem, and Lach Metoda, Lahafuke. Vegetarian carbos. The question is, why? After all, he's right. There is no Zrikas Dam L'chaper alav. But what's magic about Zrikas Adam? After all, just like Zrikas Adam is Mechaper for carbonos, so if I bring a Mincha, the Kemitza, right? You know, there's a parallel. How many Avodas Adam are there by a Behema? What do we call a carbon of a Behema in halachic language? A zevach, right? Meseches zvachim, as opposed to meseches benachos. There are four avodas hadam. Shech the animal, which remove the blood. You catch it in a kli, shari says with kabbalah. You walk into the zbeach of halacha, and you pour it in the zbeach. That's called zrita. The gemara menachos, the first mission of menachos, almost the same. First paragraph of menachos, almost the same as the first paragraph of zvachim. Just sort of copy paste everything with, you know, I don't know how to. There's probably a way to do this in Microsoft Office. Copy paste everything, but change certain words consistently. Right? Okay, there's four avodas. Same thing. Kmitza, separating out the kovetz, which, like the dam, the part that goes in this beach, we matter the rest. There is putting it down to be shari, like Kabbalah. Kiddush come complete. There's halacha. And there's haktara burning on this beach. Fine. Vinny. So he says, and so the comments of the mitzvah is the same as the dam of the zevach. And Joel wants to be an akshan here and say, but you know, the Torah never says a mincha is mechaper. Does the Torah ever say a mincha is mechaper? So he wants to say, at least not in Parshas Vayikra. Oh, it talks about all wonderful things. We have nice brushes about it. The other, he brings a mincha, it's so wonderful, etc., which warms our hearts. But it never says a mincha is mechaper in Parshas Vayikra. Says Joel Silver. But being low, it says in Parshas Vayikra, Taka. Being low, Sasig Yodo, Shnei Sorim, Oshmei, Kor, Olam, Yorei. Sliding scale car, but Olish Nebeneyo, and Vias Korbanar Sherchotas, Christian Bell Solos the Katas, a Minchas Kote, etc. Vivio, okay, Kamatsa, Kohani, men, Victorious Beifa, Vichy Pair, a little Paco Hang, Al Katasor Sherchata, Minchas Mail, Mislaklo, by Solokeka Mincha, says the exact same Lush of the Kabar by Minchas Kote as by a Katas Behema. The exact same Lush of Kabar. Don't tell me that there's no Kapara by a mincha, there's no part by a mincha also. Okay. Micing, things like that. Yeah, there's only one Torah. Let's assume whatever it says. So what's pshat? So this bothers all the achronim. And there are two basic drachas. It's always subjective how you subdivide, you know, the 100 achronim talked about, how you classify and subdivide them, somewhat subjective. But there are like two or three basic mahalchim in the Achronim. Tell me a mahalch to answer up the Rambam. What is the Aruch HaSholchan's mahalch? And many others. Because what's unique about them? Really? It's because they have partners? What does he say? He says, let's see, V'lama yishlo ha'v'lama lo ma'alach, v'itza v'nachach, v'rika v'svachim, etc. So he says it must be that, first of all, you're not molin ol zvachim. After all, Yosefta only said chatas and asham and pesach. Now, here is a case with excluded middle, right? Meaning, yeah, I don't know why the Yosefta did this. It's a chatas, asham, and pesach. Menachos and asachim and lachmei toda. You shouldn't do it, but it's not me'ima. Hey, what about anything else? What about ol and shlomen? Right? Nidorim and nidorim. Doesn't say. So assumes the Aruch HaShulchan. And likewise, Olin Shlomim is not, because what's the difference? The difference is what's unique about Chatas, Asher, and Pesach, and Kinim, right, Mechoshri Kapara. What's unique is that they're a strong Chova. They're a strong Chova, right, and Shalom for that matter. These are all a very strong Chova, as opposed to Ola and Shlomim, which are not a Chova. Now, it's a little tricky. What if I read a neder? Then they are a chova. Okay, but it's not a strong chova. Dorm chiva chova. Okay, it's a bit dumb. Because you have to say, well, if I took the neder on myself, that's not a chova. Chova is only if I objectively have to. Okay, and it's caprius chova. He says, really, the hanah here is, the me'ila is, a poream a chov. And it's only considered a chov, it's a chov I didn't volunteer for. And therefore, that's the difference. Meaning, it's not, by the time he gets through with it, it's not really about Zerika Stam Lechapra love. It's really about Piron Chova. That's not what the Rambam says. That's not what the Rambam says. Now, that doesn't always stop everyone, but maybe it should, right? So, what's shot in the Rambam? Here we have Chatos, Asha, Pesa, except that only have one other thing. And we'll call it Kenan. He says, because we have our same idea. Because we have our means, you bring to the tongue, right? Which are often Kenan, although not always, as opposed to Nachos, Nesachim, and Lachme Toda, I think. What's the difference? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is Piraon Chova, and therefore he says you can add Shkolim. It's the same principle. And this is, it's not a chova, and you would also then have to start making some exceptions. We have another look at exceptions. After all, are there any menachos and asachim that are a big chova? How about mechat kote? Or how about okay? It's already a little weird. We're not getting into it. How about the menachos and asachim of the metzorah? A metzorah has to bring a chatas, an ola, and a Asham, and very uniquely, unlike all the other Chatos and Ashams in the Torah, he has to bring the Menachos in a second. So basically, what you have to say is, and what's included in this, I'll put it in brackets, because he doesn't say, okay, maybe because Omer is not an individual thing. It's not, you know, I understand leaving that out. You know, I understand leaving out Sota and Omer. Those aren't like individual carbonos within the normal realm of things. Minchas Chote, after all, Yachatz, Vag, Minchas Chote, and plus, Minachos Mugesachim of a Mitzvah. Right? He doesn't say, but he would have to have to say it. And what the Yom HaShem does say is here, plus, Ulav Ushlomim. Okay, so the difference has very little to do with Srikas Dam. It's about Chova versus non-Chova, and the Iker is the Rav. The Eben Azel says almost the same thing. He just has a slightly different focus. He says the same Yisod, just, I put it separately, a slightly different focus. Says the Eben Azel, he asks the same question. He says, what do you mean? The Chova is the same as the Dam, it's the same. He says, no. It must be, it's more hana'a of a kaparas chova. He says it's not the viron chov. Here, he says the same thing, but he focuses on a different point. It's not the viron chov. He says, paying off a debt is not hana'a. If I made a neder not give you hana'a, I can pay off your debts. That's not hana'a. Paying off your debt is just removing an annoyance. Not the same as hana'a. Although he does think paying off a debt when the sheriff's at your door is hadah. But paying off a debt stam is not hadah. So he says, he's the same thing, just focus on different. He says, kapara gedola shel chova. Okay, he says it's not the debt, it's more the kapara, but it's the same thing. A big kapara of a chova. And then he says explicitly, so of course, a minchas chote. So it could be that he wouldn't be worried about the Nesachim and Menachos of an Mitzorah, because that's not actually the part, right? We'll get his part anyway. But the Minchas Chote, that's a part of Dola B'chova. So it's not Davkeben Zerikas Adam. It's really about Kapara. At least he's closer. It's Zerikas Adam L'Kapara love. Iker is the Kapara love. And then, of course, he says, the Olan Shlomim, and this is not Eino Kaparas called Eino Kapara. Oh, Eino Kaparas Chova. Right? He says, even an Ol is also Mechaper. Right? Ol is Mechaper and says so Mechomish. It's not Mechaper that you need that Chova as a Kapara. Even if you made a Neder, meaning Neder is a little tricky to show for him. It's better. Even if you made a Neder, it's Chova to bring it. But then Kapara is not such a big Kapara, so it's a little more Patria. Plus Olo Shlomin, meaning Shlomim is not Kapara, and Ola is Kapara, but not Kapara's Chova. So he's more Madurni than the Aruch HaShulchan, because then he has to, you know, first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan is going to have a big question, but what about a Neder? So you have to say, a Neder is not a Chova, it's a Torah imposed. Although, what's the difference in Piron Chov, whether the Torah imposed a Chova or the Aruch imposed a Chova myself? Either way, I owe the money. He works it out a little better. It's called, there's a not called Big Kapara. And a Neder is not a Big Kapara, an Ola is not a Big Kapara, that's what small Kaparas. Shlom is not a kapara at all. Menachos and Nesachim are not a kapara at all. Okay, Minchas Chote, that's a big kapara. Why the Rambam not bother making exception for Minchas Chote? He's talking generally. And it's a little more Meduyah. It's Rikas Dam L'Chapro. So I think he's definitely a step ahead of the Aruch HaShulchan. The problem is, it's still a funny way for the Rambam to write this. The Rambam so much focuses on Rikas Dam L'Chapro. Right? It really sounds like it's Din and Dam. And who's the only Akron I found who says really Din and Dam is the Rambam Chavar. But I'm going to come to a different angle from him. I'm not going to say exactly what he said. I'm going to say like this, and then we'll say what he said. I think it could come down to the same thing, but I'm going to say from a slightly different angle. I'm going to say there's something unique about Dam, right? Basically, I said to myself, the Rambam really thinks there's something unique about Dam. No, Jonathan? Something unique about Srikas Dam? Isn't that shot in the Rambam? Yeah, okay. So what do you have to say? This is Dam. It's clear. That's Dam. This is not Dam. That's Dam, and this is not Dam. And maybe Ola and Shlomim maybe would go with Chatos, Hashem, and Pesach, because there's Dam.
and that's La Dafka.
But there's something unique about Dam, even within the same level of Choban, the same level of Kapar, there's something unique about Dam. The question is, what's unique about Dam? So we point, I want to point out that Hilchas Me'ila, there's something else unique about Dam. What's unique about Dam? There's no Me'ila in Dam of a Karban. Meaning, there's no Me'ila in money of Bedek Abayis, so I bring it for Dam. Sorry, there is Me'ila, and if I bring money of Bedek Abayis and I use it for Dam of a Karban, and there's no Me'ila if I take the Dam of a Karban and I use it, to paint my car. As sacrilegious that seems. Meaning, it seems exceedingly sacrilegious that Dam, which is basically Nizrigan Zbechia, Dam Uba Nefer Shechapir, seems very sacrilegious to take that and use it to, to paint graffiti on the wall and, I was here. But nonetheless, that's not me either. So is it coincidence, is what I'm asking you, that if I take Hekdesh and use it for a karbon, Dam is Me'ila, and not Dam is not Me'ila. If I take a karbon and use it for my own purposes, Dam is not Me'ila, and the rest of the karbon is Me'ila. Basically, that's forming a pattern. The rest of the karbon is considered Hashem's, and the Dam is considered mine. So if I take Bedek Abayis money, and I use it for a karbon without Dam, I'm just taking Hashem's money and giving it to Hashem. It's an aveira because I messed up how I'm supposed to do it. It's not Me'ila. If I take Bedek Abayis money and I use it for Dam, I'm using it for me. Because Dam is me, not Hashem. And then it also explains the other side. If you have a perfectly good karbon, and I take any other part of the karbon, and I use it for myself, that's Me'ila. But if I take the Dam and use it for myself, that's not Me'ila. Because the Dam was not Hashem's, it was mine. Based on the fundamental difference between the Dam and everything else of and every other part of the karbon. Which is based on this, the Ragan Shomer's insight. Says the Ragan Shomer, everything but Dam can be called Lach Moshel Mizbeach. Is eaten by the Mizbeach. Right? Meaning, what do we do with everything else? We burn in the fire of the Mizbeach. What do we do except for the Nesachim? What do we do in the Nesachim? We pour it on the Mizbeach and it goes down the pipes, the Shisa. Basically, that's the achila and shtiyah of the mizbeach. That's lach moshel mizbeach. The dam is not lach moshel mizbeach. Do we burn the dam in the mizbeach? Does it go down into the belly, as it were, of the mizbeach, into the shisen? No, what do? We pour it on the wall of the mizbeach, and then it drips down onto the floor and gets washed away, in the maintenance crew, right? But the amah, you'll see, it gets washed away when they clean the floor, and it goes out the water. It just goes down the drain. Basically, it goes down the drain to Nachal Kidron, and then they sell it to use as fertilizer. Right? Basically, what am I claiming here? There's a fundamental difference between Dam and everything else. That's the Rav Chaim says. Everything else, Lach Moshel Mizbeach, except for Dam. And this basically what he says. I'm just saying this in words that make a little more sense to regular people. He says, if you take Bedek Abayis and you use it for Lach Moshel Mizbeach, that's not so usher. It's usher. Rambam says it's usher. But that's not Me'ila. Why? Because Bedek Abayis, the gift of Hashem is Lach Moshel Mizbeach, to make Hekdesh into Lach Moshel Mizbeach, that's not Me'ila. It's wrong as doing a lot of other technicalities wrong vis-a-vis that, but it's not Me'ila. Dam is not Lach Moshel Mizbeach. What I'm claiming is, what's shot of Dam? You have Dam who, how do we know? There's three deis. How do we know there's no Me'ila in Dam? One of the deis is, says, Va'ani nasativ lochem al hamizbeach lechaparan lapshom seichem. Lochem, it's yours. It's not Me'ila. That's exactly what we're saying. Oh, the other parts of the Kerman are Hashem's. The Dam is ours. And therefore, it has no Me'ila. Therefore, if I use the Dam for secular purposes, I don't do Me'ila. But if I use Hekdesh money for Dam, I do Me'ila. It's the two sides of the same coin. If the Dam is lochem, then taking Hekdesh money and using it for Dam is Me'ila. Taking Dam and using it to paint is not Me'ila. And what's the yesod that the difference, fundamental difference between the Dam and everything else, not whether you get kapara. There are many ways to get kapara. It's how you get kapara. A mincha gets me kapara by being lach moshel mizbeach, because I gave it to Hashem. Dam does not get me kapara because I gave it to Hashem. Hadam hu benefesh yichaper. Basically, the Dam is, as Rashi says, the yavo nefesh yichaper al nefesh. The Dam represents me in coming close to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything else is something I am giving to Hashem on Mizbeach. The dam is how I am approaching. The dam represents my approaching to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything else is something I'm giving to Hashem. Which is why, by the way, what is the word for a karbon without dam? What's the mesechet of karbonos that don't have dam?
Yeah.
Menachos, a mincha. What does a mincha mean in biblical Hebrew? A gift. A mincha doesn't mean a flower sacrifice. A mincha means a gift in biblical. Right? And throughout all of Tanakh. That's fine. A mincha is only a gift. I just take it and I give it to Hashem. It's now lach moshom zbeach. But a zevach is not exactly a gift. Some of the parts go on the zbeach and are lach moshom zbeach. But the main part, as it were, the srikas dam, is not a gift. It's not lach moshom zbeach. Rather, it's lachem lekapara. It's mine for kapara. I know mincha soti is mechaper. Mincha soti is mechaper because I gave a mincha to lach moshom zbeach. As dam is mechaper because it's mine to be mechaper. Because it's not what I gave to Hashem, it doesn't go to Hashem. It just goes down off the off the wall and gets down the drain. They use it for fertilizer someday. They collect it in the waste sorting facility and use it for fertilizer. No, but the dam is Yom Nefshik Harolech. The dam is representing me and coming close to Hashem. And therefore, since the dam is mine, Zrikas dam lechaper alav is mi'ilah. Because I am taking this and using it for me for kapara. Menachos and Esachim, maybe I get kapara, but I get kapara for a completely different reason. I don't get kapara because it's mine for kapara. I get kapara because sometimes Hashem is very makel, and if you're very poor, he'll give you kapara in certain circumstances, he'll give you kapara just because you gave him a gift. Just because you gave him a gift, even though you are not present in that kapara. And that's basically what the Sofnas Panach is saying. Again, if you read the Sofnas Panach, you can say it the way that I'm saying. But the basic part is the same. This is not dam. Why? Not dam. What's the Iker of not dam? Is the opposite of dam is lach moshom zbeach. Right? Not dam, but rather lach mo shel mizbeach. So it's just Hashem's to Hashem's. That's not Meila. But over here, it's not, it is Dam, and Dam is mine for Kapara. It's not Lach Moshom Zdeach. It's Lachem Lachaper al Nafshu Seichem. Again, I get the same Kapara for Minchas Sote. The poor person gets Zinka for Minchas Sote because the rich person gets Dam. But in a completely different way. The poor person has a cool Hashem, says, give me a gift and I'll give you kapara. The rich person says, no, get kapara with your own dam, as it were, symbolically. It's mine for kapara, and then I'm taking it for Hashem's too. What's the Rambam's lashon? Tzracha, right? To tzracha, sarche adam, and that is me'ilah. And the proof is, what's the proof that the dam is considered for my trachim and everything else is considered lach moshom zbeach? The proof is the other side of the coin. I just stand walking to the basement, just find a carbon, and I steal part of it and I use it. If it's dam, I haven't given it to me. Lux, I've taken tzrachim other for tzrachim. Obviously, it's in a veir, because I'm supposed to eat tzrachim other for the port of this veir, and I use it for tzrachim other to paint. But it's tzrachim other, so you get anything else, it's lach moshom zbeach for tzrachim other. And that's the flip side. What is the flip side? The flip side is, what's the flip side? Is a me'ilah. There's no me'ilah if you use dam karbon because it's going from tzarchei adam to tzarchei adam, which is the drasha of lechem. I know there are three drashas. I base myself on one. But there is me'ilah on all other parts of karbanos, because that is going from Hashem's to Sarchit Adam. Okay, I think that's got to be found in the Rambam, because that's really his lashon. Zrikas dam lechaper alav. That's what he's trying.
Or here's when it's you, it's very different.
bringing.
One is separating out one lash of this bayah from a different one lash, but we're separating out last lash of this bayah. The other is separating out dam l'chaver. But nonetheless, what they have is they're separating out the matir from the nitar. In terms of the avodas matir, they're the same. They separate the matir from the nitar, right? The dam is matir, the karban, whether to be burned on this bayah or to be cooked by people. You know, each one like its own din. And the comments about the Nesta Mincha, either to be burned on the Zbeach according to those shitas or to be eaten by people each according to their own din. And I think it's Pasha, this is Shabbat the Rambam, that there's really, because that's what I'm emphasizing, there's really something unique about Zerika's Adam, and because Dam is really fundamentally different than everything else, not Lachbol Shem Zbeach, rather it's Lachem Lekapara. I understand it's used religiously. But it's not used religiously by giving it to Hashem. It's used religiously by using it for me to get the heart of Russia. It has to be a, what the Rambam says, strachai, meaning, again, mitzvah slavli chavosnidu. And so this is lovely to understand. The fact that I don't say a chova, that's not lebe ona azel. The fact that I no longer owe a debt, that's not hana. That's just removing the norm by getting a benefit. The fact that I'm a mitzvah, that's not hana. That's mitzvah slav le understand. It has to be that I took, I say simpler. It has to be that I used, even if it is hana, before we even get to all the details of Bila, you have to take something from Kodesh to Chol. It's not Kodesh to Chol, but from Tzarche Gavoa to Tzarche Adam. I think it even comes before a question of Hana. You could say, it's only Hana, you know, but I think it comes before Hana. If it's Tzarche Gavoa to Tzarche Gavoa, but I'm Nene, that's not Mihila. It has to be from Tzarche Gavoa to Tzarche Hedjit. Dam is Tzarche Hedyot, Lach Moshe was Bech, Tzarche, that's what I'm claiming.
So,
I mean, it's not the Hedyot, it's not either way. But it's also, of course, it's nine that has to go from Gavolah to Hedyot. Otherwise, nothing to talk about. I'm telling you, this is even more basic than that. Okay, that's what I want to say about the Rambam.
Is this based on the Talmud of Rebbe Shmuel? Tana l'chaper l'chapar l'sati v'lo l'me'ila. Is that what you're taking?
I mean, I'm basing it more on L'Hashem and below l'me'ila. But he was a chapar below l'me'ila. But it's a funny drasha. When you look at chapar below l'me'ila, no, that's not a normal drasha. It's like chapar and not for me'ila. No, the point is, it's for chapar in a way that makes it yours for chapar. It's only chapar because it's you. And that kind of chapar is mafkia for me'ila. Okay, but I'm basing myself even more on the drasha of Lachem, right? Without Megillah. Okay, that's what I want to say about the Rambam. I'll just point out very, very briefly that the other Rambam, about if you are a shokel, you're a shekel from Hekdesh Mani, the minute there's Rikas Adam, you are Moel. That could be the same. That could be the same principle, just as Rikas Adam. Rikas Adam. That's the Gesmisha thinks that Zerika Zadam is just that. That's you do Zerika Zadam, that's it. Or the Mari Corpus, what's very precious, maybe that's because that's when you don't say, that's when you're parading your cult. Meaning that's when they won't go to your bank account and take the money anymore. Why? Because normally, as soon as I pay the shekel, they won't take the money out of the bank account anymore. But if I pay the shekel with Hekdesh money, that's not close. I wasn't Yotze. I just took that just from one pocket to another, and I haven't done anything. Only when I bring Karbon with it, then you can say I gave a shekel. Because now I did something significant. I took money and turned it into a Karbon. And then on Yotze, they don't take the sheriff doesn't confiscate from me anymore. And that plays what the Abinazel says. The Abinazel says, oh, Shkolin is not really for the same reason as Chappas Pesach Asham. That's more because the sheriff was about to take money from my bank account and now he didn't. Okay, so I'm saying It's machlokas among the mafarshim, whether the principle of shkolim is the exact same thing, it's just the kapara of Zrikas Hadam, or is shkolim different because there was all other kabbalists, the sheriff doesn't automatically take money from my bank account. Since shkolim does, that was more of a financial thing. But I'm going to leave that for now. Okay, I'm ready to go on. If
go up to the Rav Hashem,
exactly. Otherwise, it's not me. Okay, let me just go on to the Gemara. We read the next part of the Gemara, so let's skip to 8 lines from the bottom. Ketzad nasnak patla, etc. Amalir gamlo vid v'davel abri. The mission assumes gold cannot be. It does not get. We do not have wear and tear. So that gets damaged and use. Baha David the Kalsik did Nun Lehekal Azul. So where do all the gold of Nun's daughter want to go to? I guess Nun was very rich, and he gave his daughter-in-law $1 million worth of gold when they got married, and then checked on her. Because you know, always trust between the in-laws right away. And he found it was no longer $1 million worth of gold. Some of it was gone. So where did it go? If there's no wear and tear, why don't she embezzle it? Amarlay, so he has two answers. Delma David de Ramian Kausahu. So maybe this is like the gold that your daughter-in-law throw around. Meaning, no, when we say there's nowhere to earn gold, we mean in normal human society, people are careful with gold. I'm careful with my suit, but it does wear and tear. Careful with gold, doesn't have wear and tear. Obviously, if you throw it around style like an irresponsible person, then like your family, then it would have wear and tear, and therefore that was the exception. But since that's not normal human behavior, the mission didn't take it into account. No, the mission just meant there is no immediate wear and tear, but eventually there's wear and tear. We already discussed that in terms of Rashi and Tosos and Yechezkel. Last part, Nana ben Achatos. What did the mission say? If you're Nana from a Achatos, when it's alive, it's considered something that has pogam, so you're only nana when you're pogam. You're only mole when you're pogam. When it's dead, it's considered something that doesn't have pogam, so if you're nana, you're mole right away. Obviously, it's not a physical difference, right? Live animals have pogam. Yeah, sure, if you work them, they have wear and tear. And dead animals have dead animals have pogam. I don't know, what do you do to dead animal? Is it dog food? It's eaten. But it's a halachic difference. What is the halachic difference? The halachic difference is that the assumption here is that a dead animal cannot be nicked. You can't redeem it for money. Why can't you redeem a dead animal for money? So there are different issues. Either because you hamada v'haracha, that the hem in a sapimo, the hem v'richo. So hakohen, that only a live standing animal can. If that's exercised, then it can't, or even don't hold that. If it died, if it dropped dead, then ain't potus I touch and not feeling would love him. You can't be podet carbonos just for dog food if they're not kosher, they're the beba. So, okay, what does that mean? Physically, there's pagam in a dead carcass, but how luckily there's no pagam, because pagam doesn't mean physical pagam. Pagam means practical pagam. There's no practical pagam because kachim shemesu, what's the din of kachim shemesu? Nikbarim, you just bury them without getting any hanah from them. I don't get hanah. The Mason Major doesn't get hanah. They're useless. Once something's useless, so who cares if there's more or less of it? There's no gum. A useless thing can't have gum. It can have physical gum, but can't have practical gum. Can't have utilitarian gum. And therefore, the Gemara asks, maybe behemoth tamima, if we're talking about tamima, I need to go up. What do you mean? Though? Once alive, it has a physical gum, but it doesn't have a utilitarian gum. It doesn't have a practical gum, because what do you do with a live animal? What do you do with a live chattas, rather? Was it a chattas? What do you do with a live chattas? Do you eat it? No. You're making it on the zveach. Do you work with it? No. You're making it on the zveach. When you're making it on the zveach, there's no difference if it's a little bigger or a little smaller or a little stronger or a little weaker. There's no utilitarian begam because a chalos carbon is a chalos carbon. And it makes no difference. Therefore, the Gemara says there's no, just like the dead one is considered a chain book begam because there's a physical begam but not a practical begam, so the live one also. They say, I'm a balas mum, you know, it's only a chattas balas mum that's alive. When the chattas balas mum is alive, what do you do with it? You hold it for money, use the money to buy a new chattas, and then there is a practical nafkamina. the more it's worth, the more money you get for it. And therefore, there is a practical pagam. Okay, seems very reasonable. Who did not have these lines in his Gemara? The Ravid, he seems to not have this Girsa, because the Ravid says, when he jumps on the Rambam, says the Rambam is the beginning Perkov. Notice, by the way, Perkei in Pila's Perkov, I'm sure he knows by now. But in the beginning, he says there's something that have gum, something that don't have gum, etc. What about kochim atzmin mem shetolosh run? He says, what if you picked from their wool? Interestingly, Rashi makes it sound like, what did you do with this carbon? What did Rashi make it sound like you do with this carbon? You worked it, and then it got weaker. It lost calories, as it were. It lost flesh. The Rambam says, no, you plucked its wool. If you look in the Kappa Pirsha Mishnah, he points out that in the most Kisvei Yavin Mishnah, actually have that in our Mishnah also. I know it's in the next Mishnah, Talz Bechatz, in our Mishnah also, you pluck the wool. So the Rambam assumes, and he probably had his Girsa, that you pluck the wool. But in any case, he says, same thing as Zagmar. What does he say? He says, once you're Nana, even without a Pagam, you're still Moel, because it's like a Koshel's up that doesn't have a practical Pagam, so it doesn't change how good it is for being Makrit. But once you got a mum and you're going to sell it, then it has a practical Pagam, and then it's a Darshish Pagam like a Palace and a Falok, and not like Koshel's up, and you're only Moel if you're Nana, Pruta, and Boge, Pruta, and after death, then since it just has to be buried, there's no practical Pagam, and just Hana is Bogan. He adds that after death, he is just Hana is Boel, the Mi'ilah is only Rabbanan. Why? Because Mi'ilah derives only Kachi Hashem, things very useful to give to Hashem. Once it's dead, it's just Asar Hana and Nekbarim, and it can't be brought to Hashem, so that's only Mi'ilah Rabbanan. Okay, the Ravid, so first of all, I don't know if anyone, I have to get a specific that talks about this. The Rambam who says Tzemer versus, let's say, right, isn't it Rashi who says that you worked it and made it weaker, right? Or Machish the Basar? Where does Rashi say that? Deber Masal Mechdi, et cetera. I feel it works well at the Achisha, although Hashem Pagam, right? So do they argue on each other, Latina? We're not, right? Is this just happens to be these different examples? And say, you can use every example you want. It's a free country. Or, you got the word, right? Or are they actually arguing on each other? So, I don't know. It could be that the Rambam would argue on Rashi. It could be the Rambam would say, no, it's considered a pigam. It's considered a pigam if you're machish the basar. Why? What do we do with the basar? We put it, you're not us. Okay, we at least put the chelav on the mizbeach, right? We put the chelav on the mizbeach, and we have the basar eaten by Kohanim. And maybe that is considered pagam. Now there's less to be eaten, as opposed to the tzemer, which is not used for any tekdish, but it's not used for any avoda. We don't burn tzemer on the mizbeach, and the tzemer is kashrus given to the kohanim, but you don't get any kapara. No one ever said the kohanim used the wool of the bialim for kapara. Kohanim ate the chat of the bialim for kapara. So here, I don't know. I wonder if basically what's the case. Case of Behema Tamima, which is of a live Behema Tamima, which is considered Dabar She'ein Bo Pagam, says Rashi Avoda Shemakish Shemakisha, says the Rambam. Lisha Semer. Okay. I can only speculate unless some of the Achronim talk about this. Sifta, it could be the Rambam would say, but I don't know. What would the Rambam say? But maybe Chashas Hagof is the God, the Fee the Rabbah. Why? Because there's less avoda. Taking tzemer does not decrease the avoda. Hachash Shagof does decrease the avoda. Maybe he has a machlokes of Rashi. Rashi says, a cholos of an animal is a cholos of an animal. That's not begam. Maybe the Rambam would say it is begam. I don't know. You're saying that then the whole animal would be a darshi ish begam. Don't look at the wool. Look at the whole animal. And the whole animal would be a dumber sheesh popagam. Then I was just looking at the wolf. But maybe you look at the whole animal. Kache, shetolash mit semra. But then he says, she ain't flesh not semer poselos son be recovered. Right? But maybe that's just an example. Okay, the question whether the semer is a different heft of the rest of the animal or not is really the question for us here. Right? But the Rambam does say, when he talks about the different heftas in the next Mishnah, he says that it's, okay, you know what, I think you're right. Okay, I mean, that's my focus. Fine, whether each of them are the other, we don't know. The Ravid didn't have this gear set at all. The Ravid goes ballistic on the Rambam. Again, it's very strange. Okay, the Rambam is just writing what's in our Gemara. And the Ravid's problem is not the Tzemer versus something else. The Ravid says, the Amor mi'atzmo, the Ein will smach, will be mishnah, will be tosefta, will be far. Again, very strange. I guess he didn't have it tomorrow. I don't want to get anything here. And he says, the only difference in the Mishnah is alive versus dead. There's no difference between Tamima and Balas Mum. And what does the Ravid disagree? And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, let's say, why Behema Tamima? One day it is Davar She'ein Bo Gam, says the Ravid, it is Davar She'ein Bo Gam. She'ein Shlo Gam. Why is it Davar She'ein Shlo Gam? He has two reasons. A, Shema, people will mum, maybe it'll get a mum. And when it gets a mum, they'll want to sell it for money. And if they want to sell it for money, then it's going to be worth less money. And B, is that the tzemer goes to the kohanim after the hakrava. Okay, so the Ravid says this isn't considered a mum. The tzemer goes to the kohanim after the hakrava. So that is a mum. And because maybe it'll get a, sorry, it is a pagan, sorry. And maybe it'll get a mum, and then it'll be a pagan. Okay, the Rambam obviously was not, was not worried about these things. Why would the Rambam not worry about these things? Why didn't this bother the Rambam in the least? What? Okay, but I mean conceptually, he had it in his Gemara, right? He had his Gemara was like our Gemara, but what's the logic? It still has a lot. The Gemara has that logic, right? What's the logic? Yeah, then at the current stage, there's no mum. A, you know, maybe this would be considered like then and now and pogame later. But the Gemara says then and now and pogame later is not considered in the realm. I mean, there's pogame out. What is Megillah now? What's our Megillah which way? Maybe a gum later doesn't count, and a pogame that might or might not happen doesn't count. And as far as the Tzemer L'Kohanim, well, that's not the Hakrava. That's just the sort of tip to the Kohanim, right? That they get to keep the tzemer. It's not even the meat. The meat, they want to open it by the stopper. So that's part of the avoda. Achilas kachim is called avoda. It's just tzemer is just tip. So the Rambam does not consider this to be. He's not impressed with this. The tzemer going to the Kohanim, that's just a tip. That's not the actual kachim Hashem. And the fact that it might get a mom, then you might tell it, it might need more money. To have this, but right now it doesn't have a moment. We don't take that into account. Okay, so the Ravid has a very low standard, both in terms of a low standard of Sheesh Bogam, even something that's potential gum. The Ravid has a higher standard of Sheesh Bogam. Okay, let's go weiter in the Masechet. Why? doesn't just make their kippah.
They both make this meila. The question is just when there's meila when you're whole game of puta and then
he's gonna have to give another job.
Who says that that's not argers? Argers is bigger, not God. Who says he had argers? Okay, says the Mishnah. Nene v'chatzi pruta pagam chatzi pruta shenene v'shar pruta v'davar echo pagam shar pruta v'davar echir lo mal achi henu shar pruta v'yifkam v'shar pruta v'davar echo. Okay, it's really separate Mishnah, right? Half a pruta, not half a pruta of pagam are not enough. Neither pruta or not pruta pagam. Obviously, in Dorshish lo pagam. And even here, a pruta, not a pruta of gam, if they're different objects, then that's not good enough. It has to be the same object. And as we saw on the base, it has to be the same person at the same time as well. Okay, there is a funny shita of Rav Gershom, who makes a cryptic comment about Mishnah. He says that this Tana holds that it has to be just like Truma. Implying there's some other Tana, something else who holds differently, right? This Tana holds high Tana Savar, right? It's very peculiar. He thinks this is only the opinion of this Tana, but there's another Tana, what other Tana could be. He obviously, even the only other Tana we've had is the Sifra. And if you look what he says in the Sifra, he says in the Kibani, everyone else says that, everyone else, from Rashi to the Rambam to anyone who talks about it, says, what does the Sifra mean by? Let me find it. That you need Misha Pagam Nana, Dover Shapogam Nana, Musabi Manosaka, Kafad, means Lafuke, a Pruta Tana, a Pruta Pagam, which are different people or different times or different objects. You know, and then it's the exact same thing as our Mishnah, which says, Pagam Shavaputo, Shenana Shavaputo, sorry, Nana Shavaputo, Pagam Shavaputo, after Lola. Rabbi Gershom, something funny there, he says that's not okay. I was Pogam Hapaputa and you were Nana Hapaputa. Or I was Pogam Hapaputa today and Nana Hapaputa tomorrow. Or that Pogam Hapaputa in object A and Nana Hapaputa in object B. Implying that if it was a Pruta Pagam Pruta, it would be in Starif, even in different objects. Okay, isn't that against our Mishnah? That's why he says, our mission is high time to suffer. Our myth, there must be more folks that argue about this. Why he thought that? The mystery. I'm not sure. But let's just point out, it's a very strange sheet. It's usually a strange sheet, and you're like, oh, this is why he says it. I don't know why he says it. I don't know what his incentive is. But what about, right? Pigam Shavar Pruta, Michefet Alet, Behanoas Shavar Pruta. Mechefetz is Bnei Adam, Bechorah, I'm assuming it's all the same, two Zmanim, right? So what does the Mishnah on New Testament days say? Says that Lomav, because it's not Mitzari, right? What does the Brisa on New Testament days say? Lefi Rashi, the Ode, it all says Lamal, Stafet Starif, but the fear made him Gershom, over there he says, no. He says that Pagam Katsi Pruta Befefet Aleph Benene Katsi Pruta Befefet Beis Eino Mitzarif, implying that pruta upruta is mitzarif, correct? Why? Write it. In which case, for Rabbi Gershom, the price of Yechesed Beis and Sifra would be a different. Would be arguing on Mishnah Yechesed Beis, and that's why Yechesed Beis says high Tana Sabra to be true. This Tana says it has to be very Dumi to Truma. You go Sifra also put Truma, but apparently Sifra didn't think it had to be Dumi to Truma on the Gapper. Now, it's clear he's consistent. He says something different than everyone else there, and then apologizes for it, and makes space for it here. Why he said that, I don't know. It's such a strange shita, and why would he make Sifra not the same as our Mishnah? Where he found any clue that made him the language that made him say that, I honestly don't know.
I tried to think about it. I don't know. If someone figures it out, then that would be nice. Let's go by dirt. Next Mishnah, which is printed one Mishnah. It's really good. Nice. Emol acharol dosh el behema ukrisharis bilbad. Ah, there's only Emol achar moel, meaning you can only have two people to me'ilah, one after the other on the same chepta, in behema and klisharis. Keitan rochav agav behem bachav erachav bachav erachav gulen malu. Right? If I ride, you ride, you ride, then we all do me'ilah. Shasav koshal zav, that behema, I have a klisharis. I drink the koshal zav bachav erachav shasav bachav erachav gulen malu. Or talosh v'nachatos bachav erachav bachav erachav gulen malu. Okay, then Rebbe says something cryptic, called dover she'en lo, we're not sure if the goes pidyo, or pigam, yeshlo moel achar moel. We have the word pidyon here, but already the Bach says that Rashi had the word pigam. There is moel achar moel. Let's leave Rebbe a little bit for now, because we're going to spend a long time discussing what he holds, and let's stick with the Tanakhama. Ein moel achar moel, el behema uklishareis bilbat. And how about other things? Why is there no Moel achar moel and other things? Because what happens? It's not a trick, hard question. It's Yotzei L'Cholin, right? Basically, our mission is telling us the Chiddush that when you do Me'ilah, sometimes it's Yotzei L'Cholin, and then there's no Me'ilah anymore for the next guy. It's already Cholin. And sometimes it's not Yotzei L'Cholin. When is it not Yotzei L'Cholin? Behema uklisharis bilvad. Okay, what is the... What is the uniqueness of Behema v'Klisharis? What did Behema v'Klisharis Bilvad come to represent? What does almost everyone say Behema v'Klisharis Bilvad means?
Kedushas HaGuf.
Kedushas HaGuf, right? As opposed to Kedushas Damim, most things are Kedushas Damim, meaning it's the value. They sell them against something else, all right? But Behema v'Klisharis are Kedushas HaGuf. They are intrinsically, like, you can't just exchange them with something else. The aim has to be different than that. Sharis has to be used for Sharis. And this is the standard meaning of Sharis. Okay, it's a little dachon, because if the animal is a Kedusha Guf of a Kurban, then it's not so common to ride on it, right? But the Meiri says in Kedusha, I think, sometimes people ride on cows, not sheep and goats, but sometimes you ride on cows. You know, it's not unheard of, but no cow rides a herd, not a horse man takes care of cows, but sometimes you'll ride on cows. Okay, so it's not the end of the world. That is everyone but the Rambam. What is this? Behema Dick Fleet Sharis. So says all the Rishonim, two shas hagof, and then the principle is just domin. It's Yosef and Eva, Yosef and Meila, and Yosef is not. Who's the exception? Who's the exception to all the Rishonim?
The Rambam's language.
The Rambam.
Yeah.
The Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? Klisharis means klishimos, right? Not klisharis the base just klishimos, usable kelim. And what kind of animal does the Rambam say we're talking about? Is it an example? A chamor. Right, chamor is doing not kedusha sekol. That was thinking of chamor kedusha sekol. Right, the Rambam says it very strongly in the Mishnah Torah. What is he saying? He says, "Ein mol achar mol mukdashim el bebehema kli tashmesh bilvad." Quoting our Mishnah, and then he says, "What's an example of kli tashmesh? Baka b'kar dushal hakdash an axe. You know, that's not a kli sharis. You don't use it for karbanos." And what's the example of the animal of Rachel Agave Chamor? Right, clearly having nothing to do with Kedusha Guf. And if you wanted to be an Akshan and say, oh, he didn't mean that's John in the Mishnah, he was just using Lashon that happens to be almost exactly the same as the Mishnah, coincidentally. But the Perusha Mishnah, he says that's John in the Mishnah. Right, so the Rambam is very clear. He has a different shot in the Mishnah. What's unique about this? What it means is Behema Ukli Shimosh. What's unique about a behema and a klishima should to the Rambam? What's unique about a behema and a klishima should to the Rambam? Right? Like, why would there only be more? Meaning, when does it stay kadosh? Only behema and klishima. What's unique about a behema and a klishima?
It's a kadosh stone. It's not a kadosh stone.
It's a lot of other things go kadosh stone. How about money? Money's also kadosh stone. It's not a behema and a klishima. How about sticks and stone? They're also kadosh stone. they're not a behemoth and a shemush. What's the point of the Raman? No, sticks and stones are also better device. The what's unique about Behema, what's the point of the Mishnah? The point of the Mishnah, one of the other Mishnah, is that Kedusha's Domim becomes Chulam when you do Me'ila, and Kedusha Guf does not. What's the point? What's the shot of the Mishnah according to the Rambam? I don't know what one does, I don't fancy, I'm in third grade. I want you to tell me what the point of the Mishnah is according to the Rambam. Exactly. You have to read the line before this in the Rambam. Amol v'kachi benikabayis kimishamol v'shkogin ischalel hakodesh deshenena achar potter right imol achar mavel etc. Bamed varmushamol v'kodesh v'otziom toras kulam ignal achir. When is this true? Only if you give it to someone else, right? What we call hotzah. Well, nenibo gomo v'lo hekel achir. We just said hanan v'gam without actually giving, transferring it to someone else in a kenyan. Yechbo mol achar mavel. And he segues into meaning, what are the only things you can have me'ilas hana'a as opposed to me'ilas hotza'a? Can you have me'ilas hana'a with things that, with money, with, you know, things that you can't do something with? If you can't use something for something, then you can't really have me'ilas hana'a. What do you have me'ilas hana'a with? Behema and Litashvish. What's unique about Behema and Litashvish? You can use them for something. What it really means is, Eimalach or Moel, Ella Be'ilas Hanoa, Lachuke, Me'ilas Hotzah. That's what the Rambam means. Meaning, equals Me'ilas Hanoa Upgam, or whether or not you need Upgam, Le'umat Hotzah. And that's why the Rambam says this right after the line of Avolim Nivamed Varmim Shemal Bakash Vahot Seo Avolim Nanabo Gomo Velo Hikna La Achar Yesh Ba Moel Achar. Sorry, Yesh Ba Moel Achar Moel. So for the Rambam, the mission is distinguishing between Me'ilas Hanoa and Me'ilas Hotzah. For everyone else, the mission is distinguishing between Kedusha Guf and Kedushas Domin. What's the stress of behemoth and shor that you can be nana from them? It's what's special is that when it comes to money, all you can do is give it to someone else. You can't use it. When it comes to a behemoth and shor, you could give it to someone else, but you can also use it. What? What, it's an interesting question. What's excluded by money and klishima, what the rabbi said to me. So I'm going to have to say that that here it gets a little tricky because I would like to say sticks and stones. But I would like to say sticks and stones, in which case sticks and stones, you know, there's no moel, achar moel, because you can't really use them in hanah. But of course, the Rambam in the next Mishnah says if you put on your own, you could use it on Noah. And what? That would be really
your major one.
Just no, if you put it without attaching it, I thought Rambam says that's enough. Okay. Anyway, let's say on the Pashup shot to exclude money and raw materials and et cetera. And that's, he says, what our mission is really trying to say, there's only moel achar moel when you're nana without giving it to someone. That's what our mission really means to say. On the pshat meaning the words I do, okay, good, hold that thought. Now, but it's very clear that the Rambam does not think we're talking about Kedusha Guf. His example is a chamor, right? And a kardom. And okay, so there's one weird daya who wants to say a kardom could be Kedusha Guf. But that's not a pashup shot. A chamor clearly can't have Kedusha Guf. Right, the Rambam's clearly disagreed with everyone else. It's about behema and shimush, meaning things that you can use, as opposed to things you can just that are just commodities. Useful things as opposed to mere commodities.
Where's Tosso say in the Rambam?
What?
Where's he say?
Tosso, I don't know if he says or it's so pushy, he doesn't have to say it. But what does he say? He says, Tema, the Tanya Tosefta, etc., etc., etc. The Lekalim even prior to Shari says, steer the Tosefta, and don't say the Tosefta to be Shari. Obviously, he's talking about the Tosefta to be Shari. Right?
Are you considering good? Why does he apply them over?
Because if you say Tosefta, it means an actual Tosefta, like something you say over the Sanekdash. We know that's interesting. Meaning, if Klisharis is an exclusion of everything else, yeah, only Behema. And only Behema. No, and also because he says Klisharis, or the next host is my time, he assumes Behema is something to have no pidyon, which obviously means Klisharis maybe is something to have no pidyon. He's clearly assuming that it means the actual objects used in the service of the Behema, the actual objects used in the Hakros. You know, not like the Rambam. It doesn't mean to come more and a carpet. I think that the assumption that Tosfos doesn't have to tell us because he takes it as another plushet. Here there's a big mystery. Maybe someone can solve this mystery until next time. Because we have a lot of mysteries. But maybe someone can solve this mystery until next time. The Gemara in two places is mafurish against the Rambam. In terms of what our Mishnah means. I'm sure people talk about that. One is in our Gemara. Look at our Gemara. Mani Masisa and Nechemia. Who wrote our Mishnah? Reb Nechemia. The Tanya, Ein Bo Alach Hermol, Behema Bilvad. Reb Nechemia or Behema Klisharis. Okay, this is Reb Nechemia. Behema Klisharis, not Behema Bilvad. My Tam Tanakaba, Kasur Reb Nyanid Behema. He says, why Tanakaba? Say, he says, the Inyan of the Behema, the Reb is the Pasuk that a Behema has Mo Alach Hermol. Dichsev be'el ha'asham. Right, Behena ka'er Allah be'el ha'asham yislach lo. Obviously, the Pshuta Shalmaker just means the client. Cohen gives him that part by bringing his ram, he offered as an asham, but it was an unnecessary word, so we already know he wore an el ha'asham. So the drash is be'el ha'asham, if he's moel in the el ha'asham, and even after he's moel, it's like Rashi Moses, like the Sheikh, it still stays in el ha'asham, still stays kaddish. Right, even if he's molar, then it still says stays el hashem kadosh. So we see an animal, there's molar or mol. Reb Nechemia, that's not a kavur. Reb Nechemia, kavuchom, rachim, even kushasun, who has molar koshki, kavuchom, and klisharis. If a klisharis can kadosh other things, all shekain is more kadosh itself, meaning when does a mincha become kadosh, bekdush shagof, when you put it in klisharis. So it can give other things to kadosh shagof, merely it retains its own kadosh shagof. Right? So, and therefore, behemoth and klisharis, and that's our Mishnah. It's very clear, behemoth and klisharis, so there's a gof of a karbon and a klisharis mamish. Very clear, it doesn't mean klisharis. It means klisharis mamish, because it says, ma'er may really do shasa, right? It really is very peculiar. How the Rambam would read our Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin is also very difficult for the Rambam. With power tools, maybe you can stick the Rambam into our Gemara. But it seems, it's just a tame to me why he would not say like our Gemara. And it's even more explicit in Kedushin and Haman Aleph. Will Kedush Shagof mean this Kabbal? Does Kedush Shagof disappear when you do Me'ilah? But Tanani, Mol Harmov, and Joshua, and Haman Plishar, and Bobad. Says, you think Kedush Shagof disappears when you do Me'ilah? No, our Mishnah says Kedush Shagof remains. And there's more like Kedush Shagof. Two Gemaras are very explicit, like both the other Rishonim against the Rambam. The Rambam is very explicit that he gives a different shot. Why the Rambam gave a different shot than the Gemara in two places is a mystery to me. Is mamish a mystery to me?
You don't like the what the rabbit says, he took it from the Tosefta and that overrides the Mishnah.
I understand he took it from the, you're saying maybe he thought the Tosefta overrides the Gemara. Now, of course, the Re thinks you can accept the Tosefta without overriding the Gemara. Maybe he understood that Tosefta argues on the Gemara. It's still very strange. You can have the Tosefta coexist with the Gemara. That's what the Re does in our Tosefta.
What? Okay. Okay. But really, he'd let the Tosefta override the two Gemaras in terms of giving Pshat and Mishnah instead of just saying Tosefta argues? It's okay. I think it's very peculiar. If anyone comes up with a good answer, I'd be very happy. Look in the tell me which I've probably talked about in the Tosefta. Okay. So anyway, we'll have to continue this for both sides. Okay, we have a lot of work to do. We'll have to continue here to Shem Monday with the Indian of Moel Acher Moel. I'd like to continue and talk about Moel Acher Moel and hopefully get to the next Mishnah. What do we need to do to get to the next Mishnah? If we want to start now, we need to go in the Gemara until the next Mishnah, which is the end of the Amud. Look at the Rambam, Pirush Mishnah, is about Rebbe and the Chachamim. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila, Perk Bachel of above, and Yisur Mizbeach, Perk Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah, and that will be, okay. So if you want to, if you finished all these Makaros, and you want to go on to the Gemara, just go till the next Mishnah, Gemara Rashi Tosfos, the Rambam Pirush Mishnah, the Rambam Me'ila above, the Rambam Yisur Mizbeach, Aleph Yud Aleph, with the Kesef Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, and that will keep you busy for a while. And I'll send out a chorus of your session later. Okay, to be continued.
Go to your test, your hearing.